Hi, I'm Rhea.
And I'm Dwayne.
And we are your hosts of the Travel Party of Five podcast, where we share how we travel as a family of five around the world.
We will also share how we use points and miles to travel as affordably as possible, and sometimes even completely free.
So if you're wanting to travel more with your family, but you're not sure how, we'd love for you to listen in.
So welcome to our podcast, where we hope you learn a thing or two to get you closer to your next trip. Hi guys, welcome back to the Travel Party of Five podcast. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Today we are going to talk about what we did in 2023, points we earned, places we stayed, things of that nature. My lovely wife Rhea has run some numbers to figure out what places we visited, how many points we earned, and all that. So that's what this episode is going to be about today.
And also I thought, so kind of like a 2023 recap of where we've been, as well as what is coming in 2024. So both like on the podcast and for us in real life, like travels and all that fun stuff. So let's start with 2023. So we're not going to, like, this isn't going to be in depth, but we will have upcoming episodes on each of the places that we traveled to. With a lot more detail and a lot more information if you are planning on going to any of those spots. So first, we started off our 2023 travels with a trip over spring break in March to Maui. That was our second time in Hawaii, but first time on Maui.
Such a great time.
And it was really the first trip that we kind of travel hacked because we had just earned our two Southwest companion passes, and we use those on our flights. So that was a big money savings. We also, on that trip, my parents came along with my sister. And so it was a family affair. We had a great time. We're going to do a whole episode on Maui, keeping in mind that we were there, like I said, in March of 2023, which was a few months before the devastating fires. But we'll talk about that in a future episode. After that, Dwayne and I took a couple's getaway for, like, I think just 2 days to San Francisco. And again,
2.5 days.
Yeah. Again, we used our companion passes. Then in June, we took the kids to Newport Beach for a few days, just like a long weekend. In July, we went to San Diego. We actually spent the 4th of July there. And we went to the, was it the San Diego County Fair? Is that what it was called?
Yep.
That was a great time.
Met some friends there.
Yep. Some friends of ours from here were also there. And so we all went together and that was really fun. Where else? You and I went to Las Vegas for 1 day.
Quite the adventure.
We flew over in the morning and flew back at night, so we didn't stay overnight. The whole purpose of that trip was to try to do like a status matching merry-go-round, as they call it in the points world. We can maybe do another, like, a whole episode on that at some point. I don't know that it was super beneficial for us, but it was fun. It was an adventure. We went in August to New York City. That was another couple's getaway without the kids. And we actually went for my birthday. I love New York. And so, I mean, we're going to do that again this year.
Yeah.
And New York in the summer is really fun. So we did a show, some restaurants. It was a good time.
Yes. We saw the Book of Mormon. If you haven't seen it, go and see it.
In like September, October, for our kids' fall break, we did Disneyland. That was another trip that we travel hacked. So we paid points for the hotel. We've actually already done an episode on that. And then we also added on 2 days in Oceanside, California at the end of that.
Yep.
And have we done it? I don't think we've done an episode on Oceanside, but we're going to go back again this year.
No, but we definitely will, because, again, like we said in the previous podcast, it's definitely becoming one of our favorites.
Yeah, it was a great time. I also, backtracking. So in August, not really a fun trip, but I flew to Southport, North Carolina, which is where my grandparents lived. Unfortunately, my grandfather passed away in August, and so it was not a fun trip, but it was nice to see family. And then I actually, my grandma and I drove from their house in North Carolina all the way up to Syracuse, New York. We actually drove up my grandfather's ashes, and that's
R.I.P. Poppy.
Yes. Rest in peace, Poppy. We love you. His ashes were actually buried in New York. So we had a service up there. While I was up there, it was just me. I think I was gone for almost 2 weeks. It was a long, long time. But while I was up there, I also drove to Rochester, New York, where I still have family. And so got to see my best friend from high school and my grandma, my aunt, a couple of my cousins. So again, a sad trip, sad reason for the trip, but it was nice to get up there and nice to see the people that I was able to see. So, and then in November, we went to Washington, D.C. with the kids. And then also took a trip to Harrisonburg, Virginia for a few days. And that was, we just did a podcast episode on that, like, I think last week. So, or 2 weeks ago, because we took a week off for the holiday. So all in all, 14 places that we visited in 2023, which is, I think, the most traveling we've ever done. Oh, and you also went to San Antonio. I forgot about that.
Yeah, for a little high school reunion.
Yeah,
his high school time.
So I guess that makes it 15. I totally forgot about that. But yeah, so exciting. So I did, like, I kind of ran the numbers just really quickly. And so we visited 15 places, we've learned. We flew on two different airlines.
Southwest and American.
Yep. All of our travel has been on Southwest, with the exception of when I flew back to the East Coast. I booked a very last minute flight, like literally within 24 hours.
With points, correct?
And I used points. Yeah, I used British Airways Avios points to fly on American Airlines. And then I think it ended up being like 17,000 points from Phoenix to Wilmington, which is the closest airport. I did a layover in Charlotte. And then on the way back, I also flew American, but I did not use points for that flight. I just paid cash because I didn't know when I would need to leave or where I would be leaving from. So it was a little bit up in the air. And everything else was on Southwest because of our companion passes. We stayed in 11 different hotels. We opened 9 credit cards. And we're not going to go into detail on the hotels that we stayed at or the credit cards, because I feel like that's just really tedious to kind of go over on a podcast. But we do have a blog post that will come out probably the same day as this podcast or shortly thereafter. So travelpartyoffive.com, the number 5, not spelled out. So if you're curious about the hotels we stayed in or the cards that we each opened, you can find that on the blog.
Or if you just want to read a good blog.
Yep. I will say, though, I was a little surprised. So I opened 6 credit cards and you opened 3. And I even went back into your Chase account because I thought that had to surely be a mistake, that, like, we had to have opened more than that, but we didn't. Hmm. So only 9 cards, 6 for me, 3
only
for
9.
You. Well, yeah. And so we earned, this is the points that we earned in 2023, 1,025,000 points.
That's a lot of points.
Now, I think in full transparency, some of those points were from cards opened at the very end of 2022, because we, that's when we did the companion pass. So just fully transparent. But yeah. So that's pretty exciting. And then we visited 4 airport lounges, which that's going to be our next episode, is we're going to go into, like, beginner's guide to getting airport lounge access. But
It's a must.
Yeah. So yeah, 1,000,000 points. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, that was an overview of 2023. And we'll just go over what we have planned for this year and what are some of our goals.
So as of now, almost all of our 2024 travel is completely booked. There's a couple of exceptions that I'll talk about. But next month, February, you and I are going to go just for a couple nights up to Flagstaff, and we're going to go skiing or snowboarding.
Snowboarding.
We've never done that before together, so should be fun, I hope.
And I've only been snowboarding once ever.
I've only been snow skiing once in my life, so.
So it should be pretty fun.
Hopefully we don't die.
We won't.
In March, we are going to Costa Rica. So flights and hotel, or we're actually staying at Airbnbs. We'll do a whole Costa Rica episode.
We're doing one night at Hyatt, correct?
We are doing one night at a Hyatt, our first night there. But it's only because we arrive late. And my understanding is it takes a long time to get anywhere because the quality of the roads is not great. So, yes. But the rest will be Airbnbs. So our flights are completely booked. We're flying into San Jose Airport and out of Liberia Airport. But I'm in the middle of trying to book our rental car. And I guess I should have booked it sooner because it is very expensive.
Very.
And I'm struggling paying it. But we really don't have a choice. So, so March, we're going to do Costa Rica. In May, I am going to Italy and Paris with my mom and my sister for my sister's 30th birthday. And so that is partially booked. We have flights booked and we are about to book our hotel in Florence, which is going to be a Hyatt. I'm just waiting on my mom to earn her points for her share. So, and transfer them to me. And then I'm going to book that. I don't have enough points to book it. It's not a cheap hotel. It's pretty hefty point price. It's like 44,000 points a night. So, so that's May.
What's like the average points? It just depends on hotel.
It totally depends on the type of hotel. Mm. Like you can get a Category 1 Hyatt, which is the cheapest Hyatt, for sometimes 3,500 points a night, which is very low.
Nothing.
But this hotel, so in Europe, it is a pain in the butt to find a room occupancy of more than two, especially more than two adults. Some rooms are two adults and one kid or two adults and two kids, but we have three adults. And so there's only one hotel in Florence that is bookable, at least on those dates, for three adults. And that is the price. Mm. So it's a little bit hefty. But all the reviews say it is a very nice hotel. So so that's May. June, we are just doing a staycation with the kids at the Hyatt Regency. Well, actually.
Yeah, I believe they're making it into a Grand Hyatt.
Yeah. So it used to be the Hyatt Regency Gainey Ranch, which is in Scottsdale, which is not far from us at all. And we have stayed there quite a few times. We almost every year do a staycation there with the kids.
Yeah, because the pool there is great for kids.
Yeah, but they just did a whole renovation.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm assuming we don't know. It's going to be better.
I hope it's better. Yeah. I hope. So that's June. And then we're going to San Diego again for the 4th of July. We are going to stay at three different hotels, actually. We're going to go for a week. So we're going to do the Seabird again, because we really loved it.
Which is in Oceanside.
That's in Oceanside, yeah. And then we're going to do the Park Hyatt Aviara, which is new to us. We've never been there. I'm excited to check that out. And of course, we will report back on how that is, but I'm sure it will be great. And then we're going to do the Manchester Grand Hyatt, which is kind of like right on the waterfront in San Diego.
Right where they shoot the fireworks.
And so we are hoping we can see the fireworks from our room. Cross your fingers. Then in August, we're going to go to New York City again for my birthday.
We're going to stay at the Andaz. And then we also
yep.
b- booked a night at the Park Hyatt.
Yes. So when we went this past year, we did 3 nights. And I thought that was a good amount of time, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to keep in mind, we have 3 kids. And so for us to get away, it's just asking a lot of the grandparents that are watching them. So we're going to do 2 nights at the Andaz on 5th and 1 night at the Park Hyatt.
Which is supposed to be fancy.
I'm very excited for that.
It's super fancy.
What else? Oh, and then for fall break this year, we are going to Kauai. And so hotels are fully booked for that and have been for a while. I just booked our flights there using our Southwest points and companion passes. But Southwest only opens their schedule they just opened it in December for up through October 2nd, I think, of this year. And we are coming back a few days after that. So I haven't been able to book our return flights yet.
Wouldn't mind being stuck there. So, you know, that's all we have planned so far. But, you know, sometimes we throw in a spontaneous trip here or there. Maybe New Orleans.
I've been dying to go to New Orleans for 2 years because the beignets that I had there in 2011 from Cafe Du Monde were one of the best things I've had ever in my life. And I've bought the mix. I've made them at home. They're just not the same. It's not the same.
Nope.
So I was just saying to Dwayne, maybe we could go for a short weekend trip. But we don't have anything booked yet. And then I actually haven't even told you this, but a friend of mine who lives here, a very good friend, is actually moving to California. And she was reached out the other day saying, seeing if we wanted to do a paddleboard trip, a girl's paddleboard trip in California where they're moving to. So might add that on for a weekend. We'll see.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And so believe it or not, it's almost time to start booking things for 2025, which is I'm unprepared for that, both in points, we don't have enough. And also we know the 2 big trips we want to do in 2025, but we don't know when we want to do them. So we want to do Japan and we want to do Europe, and we just haven't figured out when in the year we want to do that. So
yeah, we have some planning to do.
Yep. Do you want to talk about our status goal, maybe it's called, for 2024?
Yeah, so we are shooting for globalist status in the Hyatt world, which is the top tier. What would you call it?
Status. Yeah. Top tier status
of Hyatt, which comes with free breakfast for 2 and 2 kids.
Yep, 2 adults, 2 kids.
Yeah, so you get free breakfast. Is it anywhere in the hotel? Yeah, any restaurant?
No, usually they'll have a club, and that's where the breakfast is, or if they don't have a club, then it's usually whatever their breakfast restaurant is. Most hotels, I feel only have 1 breakfast option.
And then with that status, you also get a free suite upgrade if it's available, which we need, being that there's 5 of us.
Yeah.
Because usually we cramp into a room, we bring air mattress, pull out couch, hopefully.
Yeah. So, yeah, a suite would be fantastic with our kids.
Fantastic.
As they get bigger. And because we have those trips planned, Japan is a big trip with three kids. And so is Europe, really. Yeah. And so we previously thought it didn't really make sense for us to aim for this because, number one, it's a little bit hard to get when you don't have a ton of spend, which we don't. And you don't have a ton of nights booked. So the way you get globalist status, just really briefly, is you have to have 60 nights, qualifying nights in a Hyatt, or I think it's $120,000 in spend on a Hyatt card or a combination of the two.
That's a lot.
I know. So right now we have 20 nights booked that will count, 20 qualifying nights booked in Hyatts for the year. Yeah. And then if you open the World of Hyatt personal card, you get 5 qualifying nights automatically with that. So we're going to use those.
So that'd be 25.
That's 25. And then the rest, we're going to do a combination of spend on a Hyatt credit card. So for every $10,000 that you spend on your World of Hyatt business card, which I opened at the end of 2023, you get 5 qualifying nights. So let's see, 35 nights. 5, 10, 15. What is that? Divided by 5.
7.
That's 70,000. We won't be spending $70,000, but we will probably do maybe 20,000 on the card. So that's 10 nights. So that puts us at 35. And then there are some category. There's a category 1 hotel in Tucson, Arizona. And so during the off peak, it's 3,500 points a night. And
which
so I would be willing to, I'm going to say, quote unquote, waste some points on what's called a mattress run, which is basically going to this hotel, checking in and getting some qualifying nights, even though you're maybe not staying there every night. Or maybe we will stay there every night. Who knows? Maybe we'll just make it a family trip. Although
reviews on this hotel are not very good.
So. The reviews are pretty bad. In one of the Hyatt Facebook groups that I'm in, one of the reviews said, like, worst Hyatt I've ever been to ever. Yeah. So,
and I mean, if you haven't joined Facebook groups, I think you should. I mean, you get so much information from.
I learn so many things. Yeah. Listen,
I have a Costco Facebook group
that I was just in today, scouring for like the best things to buy at Costco. I'm in a couple of Hyatt ones. I'm in a bunch of travel hacking ones. So, I mean, it's just really good crowdsourced information that you really can't get anywhere else unless you have a really big following or something like that. But I find it incredibly informative. So, yeah. But yes, yeah, so we are going to aim for Globalist. I think probably we'll do like maybe a quarterly update as to where we are in the process. Yep. I can tell you that as of right now, we have 1 qualifying night. So, yeah, but lots of fun things to come in 2024. We have some content goals as well, but I guess I don't really need to share too much about that. But we do plan to put out 50 podcast episodes this year, which is 1 a week with a couple weeks off.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, well, we thank you for joining us. A little short podcast today, but hopefully it was informative for you. Yeah.
And yeah. Then we'll Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See you on the next one.
Cheers.